I am Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike, a cafe anyway, in the land of Maritopka. It is Mike Matthews and Mike's Daily Podcast, FFF, so 3055. I recently got this email from LiveJournal. Do you remember LiveJournal? It told me that I had been with LiveJournal for 15 years. It said, we're together for 15 years now. Thank you. Well, I don't even know how to sign into it again or any of that. But it was like a, I guess after MySpace sort of was starting to fizzle out, then there was LiveJournal. But then, of course, Facebook knocked it off to the side. Some people, though, really got into it, really used it. And about a month ago, in the website, on the website, I don't know if it's a magazine as well, but Insider.com, and Elizabeth Spencer wrote, I reached out to someone I knew on LiveJournal and had never met in person. Reconnecting made me feel 19 again. She said, after losing my job, I wanted to use my free time to catch up with people. I was nervous on my way to meet a stranger who had been my friend on LiveJournal, but reconnecting made me feel like I was 19 again. She looks to be maybe in her 30s, so hey, any bit of nostalgia can be a lot of fun. She says, reaching into the past is like operating one of those arcade claw machines in a dark room. You'll emerge either with a treasured artifact or empty-handed. Even if the Instagram account I'd found was the same Sarah I'd known on LiveJournal as Lonely Painter, a reference to Joni Mitchell's A Case of You song by her, I didn't know if she'd want to reconnect. Not everyone is as nostalgic as I am. I only had to wait 10 minutes for my answer. Hi, you guessed correctly. It blew my mind a bit to see the username Hey Romeo pop up in my notifications. Wow, it's great to hear from you. How have you been? And she goes on to say that they talked about art again and encouraged each other like they had all those years ago. Like no time had gone by. Isn't it the truth? It's always the way when reconnecting with someone. It seems like no time has passed by, but and it was because of some type of social media that I think most young people today don't even know about. But apparently I've been with them for 15 years, and apparently you're with me now. So let's go into Cafe Anyway. Let me get the door for you. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
FFF, so 3055-3055. And Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, at the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
At Cafe Anyway, you can catch this podcast, but it's just audio. And you can say, hey, I like this show, Daddy-O. If you were from like the 60s, but that's not important because I'm kind of nifties as I'm singing to you about the song, about the show being on YouTube. It's also
Mike's Daily Podcast
there, and it is in audio form. If you want to see the video,
Mike's,
you can go to
Daily,
my Facebook page
podcast,
for Mike's Daily Podcast,
yeah,
which is the name of this show, if you haven't figured out yet. And today I'm wearing a t-shirt that, oh my gosh, this is an old, you get to my age and you are wearing t-shirts that are older than most of the people you know. It's crazy. Oh, it's from an event that happened in Ventura, where I used to live. This, I think, was in the 90s or early 2000s, the early O's. Actually, nope, 1998. Wow, this t-shirt, it says here 1998. It was called the Strummin' and Struttin' Festival, or maybe flip that, reverse it. Yes, and it was a place called Cafe Voltaire in downtown Ventura. A lot of cool people were there. A lot of people that I met that I still know now, that I had actually recently on the podcast, Nathan McEwen, for example. And yeah, it's awesome. to have great memories like that. But YouTube dominates on TVs. YouTube was the most watched platform across U.S. televisions. I cannot believe that sentence, because I knew once upon a time you said YouTube and everybody would be like, what? You what? And it just, thanks to apps on phones, and they were able to get, well, actually, you know, the fact that cameras got better.
And here's today's podcast picture.
The fact that cameras got better because people could make better quality stuff. And the software to make videos has gotten cheaper and easier to use and user-friendly. The podcast picture is of the beautiful Poplar Beach. I had a picture of my lovely lady friend and I on the last podcast picture. But this is of the Poplar Beach. And it was so nice to finally be back there again. Walking along the shoreline. Actually, it was quite busy. I was there on Sunday, and it was pretty packed. So people, even though it's not that hot inland yet, people like to go to the beach, as did the late great Basil the Boxer. He used to go there all the time with me. And so it's a nice walk, and I remember him and all the great times we had. But we didn't spend too much time there, maybe about an hour, and then we had to head out, because speaking of pets, we had to feed the cats. But Podcaster Valley is only about... it's a 45-minute drive if you don't have much traffic. A little over an hour if you do. But YouTube was the most watched platform on TVs in the U.S., taking an 11.6% share. Americans watched YouTube on their TVs more than anything else, more than Disney and all of its entities. All of its entities. As well as NBC, Paramount, Fox, Netflix, everything it beat out. So it has grown quite a bit. And people just have that bug. They want to become these, they want to become YouTubers. And if they're young, they get a lot of views instantly, because people, they're weird. They're creepy. They love to watch.
Is that why you're bald, Mike?
Because I'm creepy? Okay. I am gobsmacked that you would say that, sir. Anyway, cafe anyway, look it up. The thing is, people want to see young people. I guess they've always been... you know what? It's something that got much more intense, I would say, in the past 30 years. The youth culture, and everything's got to be... Everybody's got to be young, super young. And there was then the HDTVs that showed people's wrinkles if you got older. Oh my gosh, you get wrinkles when you get older? What? And suddenly those TVs were showing the wrinkles, and so they had to come up with other ways to hide the wrinkles, like different filters and makeup and different types of lighting. But yes, people find when they're young and they post a video, they get a lot of views because they're young, and the mass audiences are creepy. That's what, if you've learned anything on today's show, that's what it is. So then the young people get a lot of views, and then they think they're the next big thing, but they don't realize that they got all their views because they're sitting on...
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
A platform that they did not invent. They're either on YouTube or TikTok. And as soon as one of those platforms disappears, like TikTok keeps just about disappearing, but then our crazy 78-year-old uncle that's up there in the White House, he's like, no, I actually like TikTok. I got a lot of fans on there, so, and they helped me win the election, so okay. And there were a lot of people on there that agreed with me when I said the election was rigged, so yeah, let's just keep it going. I like TikTok. And he keeps punting that football, kicking that can down the road. But people, you know what, if the Netflix is gone, then all of a sudden all those thousands and thousands of people that are following you or subscribed to you, they're gone. They are gone instantly like that. And it all goes puff, disappears like the smoke it actually is. Now, if you got a bunch of people that are visiting your website or...
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Or are... So speaking of creepy, or are, you know, helping you on Patreon or whatever the other ones are called. Do they still have GoFundMe? Do they still have all the... Anyway, Cafe Anyway. I guess then, if you've created other platforms, like Mr. Beast has, he's diversified, I guess, his portfolio. The point is that it will disappear just like that. YouTube may someday get tired of being YouTube, although they make a lot of money, as they are the most watched platform. As we go outside a Cafe Anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, in the land of Ameritopica. Oh, there was somebody on TikTok, and I heard this on NPR, of all places. Someone on TikTok saying, doing like a, because people aren't eating enough vegetables. She says, she's some doctor, I don't know, some teacher. Amy something. But anyway, Cafe Anyway, she says, okay, to get your nutrients, here's what you do. You just suddenly shove as much lettuce as you can into your mouth and then eat it like a dinosaur would. And then I can go about eating anything I want to eat. Wrong. No, that is wrong on so many levels, just like everything else that TikTok teaches you. Oh my gosh. How could you be more wrong? For one thing, you're going to choke all that lettuce. Another thing, lettuce doesn't have as many nutrients as some of the other vegetables out there. That was the other thing she was complaining. It takes too long to make vegetables delicious to eat. Uh-huh. Okay, I think that's something you need to work through. But your body needs vegetables. And no, you're not going to counterbalance everything that you ate, all that bad stuff you ate, by shoving a bunch of lettuce in your mouth. No. This is not how it works. And then these are the stupid crazes that TikTok perpetuates. Why don't you actually buy some really good things like spinach, like cabbage, like kale, but eat it. Like, there's so many different ways you can make it. And just reduce how much meat you eat.
Mike is awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Am I on the right track? Eat things with, the omega-3s in it, like your fish. Your not all fish is like that, of course. Salmon. Mainly salmon, sardines, mackerel. Those type of fish are full of the good fats for you. But forget about, get away from pork and beef, and the little chicken is okay, but you want to make sure it's the lean, you want the lean meats, basically, is what they tell me over and over again. But you really want to stay away from that and try and put more vegetables in your diet. But do not do the dinosaur thing. Don't shove a bunch of lettuce and just grin and bear it. Wow. It's like people that used to make that really awful green juice. They'd get like celery and apples and a bunch of other things and then pulverize it, blend it up, food process it up into this green goo and then drink it. And it tasted horrible. But they force themselves to do it. Well, your body's going to just revolt against that eventually, no matter how good it is for you. Apple is working to revamp, speaking of health, its health app for next year, for spring of next year. The updated software would include a health coach powered by a new artificial intelligence agent.
It's a trap!
Watch out for the trap artificial intelligence. What about human intelligence? We need a little bit more of that. But Mike, artificial intelligence can sometimes help with the human intelligence. Not really. Powered by a new artificial intelligence agent that would replicate, to some extent, a real doctor. Right now, the tech giant is training the agent with data from on-staff physicians. And the other interesting tech thing is Amazon has updated their Amazon Photos. So Google Photos, that's been around a long time. It used to be called Picasa way back in the day. And they, you just upload as many photos as you want. Used to be to Google Photos. Now they've limited it. Amazon Photos, I think you can upload as much as you want, but you have to have Amazon Prime, which my lovely lady friend does, but she doesn't want to upload photos because she's afraid of Amazon having her photos. But then I tell her, you know, but Google has a bunch of your photos too. And maybe, well, she doesn't do the Facebook thing, but a lot of you do Instagram, and that's Facebook. And Mega 100 was a radio station I once knew. But no, yes, those, all those tech app peoples are stealing your photos, or they have your photos. Are you okay with that?
Mark makes music.
Are you okay with me being a tech company, having your pictures, having your photographs? Having your photographs. I don't want her photographs. I don't need her phone. All I got is a photograph. If you spot something you loved at your friend's house or a toy your kid was obsessed with, you just upload a picture and Amazon Photos will be able to shop for you using the pictures. Why not? Amazon's already got your pictures. Now they're going to have you, they're going to recycle you into buying some of the stuff that they sell. I guess I would have done that if I was, if I was an Elon Musk rat. Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company, which is called XAI, had acquired his social media platform, X, in an all-stock deal. Let's see, the combination values XAI at $80 billion and X at $33 billion. Musk purchased X back when it was Twitter for $44 billion. So now the, I guess the value is down to $33 billion. But he has done this before. In 2016, he acquired SolarCity, a solar panel company founded by his cousins. He acquired it for $2.6 billion. Then SolarCity was turned into... Nope, not into the Millennium Falcon, but into Tesla Energy. The deal takes... Because he likes words like energy, and he likes the E, like Tesla, and the Model E, which is actually the Model 3, and he likes the word sexy, because he's got the Model S, and the Model X, and the Model Y. And he likes the letter X a whole lot. The deal takes X, a troublesome holding, less visible. And if XAI is overhyped, that might be good for his bottom line.
I spell my name, danger.
So that is Elon Musk's Musk's XAI buying X, the Twitter X. That from Rob Black. I produce his podcast, and he is seen on TV on Kron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour, Monday through Thursday. 3 years after the NFL and just one after the NBA, Major League Baseball has its first $8 billion team known as the New York Yankees. The Bronx Bombers are now worth an estimated $8.2 billion. The Los Angeles Dodgers are up to $6.8 billion after a 25% jump from last year. And in fifth place was the San Francisco Giants at $4 billion. The largest increase belongs to the number 19, the A's, who climbed up 50% to $1.8 billion. The Athletics eventually... This is the... Well, believe it or not, laugh at this if you will, they say they want to eventually move to Las Vegas. And they're going to have a new stadium for them. Although, who knows? Who knows? I talk to people that are big A's fans that say that ain't going to happen. But I don't know. And that's about as sportsy as I get on this show. Ah! So much to investigate in this world, n'est-ce pas? In this crazy place we call this planet, with all this thing stuff that goes on in the tech world and, you know, also in our own lives, eating healthy, staying away from fast food, trying to consume less carbohydrates and fats, bad fats, saturated fats, as you got to watch out for, you know, the stuff that's deep fried. Watch out for the deep fried and go with good vegetables. And your body will eventually just like and take to it and like it and enjoy it. And you'll feel better. And no amount of shoving lettuce in your mouth is going to change any of that, really, is what I say. Hey, look who's here. Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How are you doing? I bought my horse.
What was that all about?
Nelly. Oh, we're inside a cafe anyway. Look, it's Nelly and Shelly. I mean, Benita. I'm not Shelly. I'm Benita. Sorry. Oops.
Behave yourself.
Shelly's over here. That's right, Mike Matthews. I got another great idea. You know, aside from the barber that shaves women's legs. Yeah, that was an interesting pitch that you brought to me last podcast. Check that out at the podcast. That's 3054. 3054. I think we called that one Orchards. Yes, it was called Orchards. You have another one?
I do, Mike Matthews. I have another great idea, and that is we need to combat graffiti, Mike Matthews.
Oh, yes. Graffiti's awful, especially here in the Bay Area. Graffiti is everywhere. It's terrible.
That's right. So what I propose is all spray cans for paint, spray paint cans.
Yes, all spray paint cans. I got it. Uh-huh.
They should have AI inside of them that when the can gets close to some wall that belongs to somebody else.
Hi there, Mike. How are you?
It says, how are you? And then it says, I'm going to go into lockdown mode and not allow you to spray the paint, Mike Matthews.
Ah, I see. So the AI, it maybe has some kind of GPS in it, and it notices that the person is about to, the culprit is about to start spraying something on somebody else's property, and it shuts down. Fascinating.
And Mike Matthews, it could also send out like a little alarm or an alert to the local police.
Wow, this is fascinating stuff. You heard it right here. You're such an entrepreneur. Look who else is here.
Yeah, Mark, it's a disgruntled field player. Tell you what.
What?
Hi, Mark, how are you?
I'm fine. Everybody's asking me that today. I don't know what's going on.
I like Shelly Shuhart's idea. I think we need to shut down all the spray cans, spray paint cans, and force them to have AI so they shut down when people are trying to do something nefarious. Tell you what.
What?
Is there something else going on?
What is the matter with you?
Oh, yes. Excellent. That's a good question. And finally, look who else is here.
Oh, I gotta make delicious root beer hats right now.
Oh, I can't wait. Mmm. Oh, that is so good and delicious. What's in that?
Mac, because you were talking about orchards, I put some apple in it.
Apple. Yeah, you know, I'm not as big into ciders. I don't know how that became such a big thing, but cider just, it tastes like that. Is it Martinelli's, that cider that you drink when you don't want to drink champagne on New Year's, and it's a little bit healthier for you? I mean, I don't hate it, but it just...
Right?
Just stay away from beer. Make something else. Make a nice lemonade. Maybe sweeten it with a little agave syrup or maybe honey. With the honey, you got to really stir it up and it won't really...
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Maybe you just make some lemonade with AI that sweetens itself because it knows how to do that. Is that how AI works? I don't know. I need some HI. Some human intelligence right here. Maybe you can help me. Here's the number to call to help me.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.